Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another Sunday bite-sized political podcast here on Sunday, the 28th of April, 2024. And as always, this podcast is sponsored by my great friends at quantumhypno.co.uk. Now, let's talk about, well, one of the great things thou shalt not talk about, and that is 9/11. Because I see that there is a bill in front of Congress in the United States that would criminalize questioning the events surrounding 9/11. No, that's what I read. With strong support from AIPAC and the ADL, Congress is set to vote on a bill that would criminalize any questioning of the events that took place during the September 11th attacks. Back in 2001. I wonder what you make of this here, because to me, it smacks of desperation, absolute desperation. Why shouldn't we question the events that led up to 9/11, the events that happened on 9/11, and the cover-up that's been sustained after 9/11? Why shouldn't we raise questions about these things? You know, and to me, I mean, this is an absolute red flag when they seek to criminalize people who simply raise questions. You, those of you who follow me know that, you know, if not that many weeks ago, I had Richard Gage on with me, the San Franciscan architect who's founded an organization all focusing entirely on and asking questions about what happened on 9/11. Was Building 7 a controlled demolition? Is that also what brought down the Twin Towers? You know, what were those planes exactly? All of that stuff. Look, you don't have to agree with it. You can say, no, I totally believe the official narrative, and that's fine, good for you. But other people might think, no, hang on a second, these things don't add up, so I want to question them. And you're not allowed to question 9/11, apparently. And or if you do, you're going to be put in jail. How do you feel about that? And I think it's because they know that the cracks in the 9/11 PSYOP have started to open up even greater, more obvious, and more people can see that whatever happened on 9/11 and whoever was behind it, it's not the official story, not exactly as they say anyway. And you can argue about the degree of that. You can say, well, you know, as I say, we'll not go into the specifics. We will simply say that we don't necessarily go with the official narrative. We've got questions. We want to ask these questions. We want to challenge the official narrative. And if that is now being criminalized, that makes me realize that, that makes me think anyway, that they're hiding something. What about you? Does that not sound to you like, well, if they have to put people in jail for asking questions about a topic, then, you know, is this getting to the levels of Holocaust denial, you know, 9/11 denial? You're not allowed to deny that the official narrative is not 100% accurate, or that there are big flaws in the official narrative. Is this now going to become the new Holocaust denial? I mean, I have to say that my own view is that, of course, thousands of people lost their lives in that day. I think that the culprits were a lot closer to Washington than they were to the cave in Afghanistan. And elsewhere, I think there were other forces involved in that. And I think it's healthy in a free country that we can question things and, you know, whatever they are, whether we're questioning COVID, whether we're questioning 9/11, whether we're questioning, you know, moon landings, whatever it is, we have to be allowed to question these things. And if we're not, then I'm afraid that raises all kinds of questions, such as, well, is this because by questioning them, we start to unveil evidence that shows the official narratives to be completely fraudulent? And I think there's an element of truth in that. I think they're at the point now where they think that they know that so many people have woken up in the past 4 years that if these people continue to ask these impertinent questions, they will wake up even more people. And so it gets even greater and greater, the questioning of whatever the official narrative is. But if the official narrative is true, why should you be worried about that? You know, if you're absolutely confident that you've told the truth about everything that happened on that fateful day, back in 2001, then you've got nothing to fear. So you shouldn't be seeking to put people in prison just because they question it. But then again, if the questioning of it was to lead to people concluding that their own governments, plural, have absolutely no qualms in killing thousands of their own citizens, that might waken even more people up. And of course, I believe that's what happened, for example, at Pearl Harbor by the US government, which clearly was engaged in setting up a situation that sacrificed 2,403 lives back then to get America into the war. And, you know, if they could sacrifice thousands of lives to achieve a government objective in 1941, then do you think it's impossible that they could go for the same trick in 2001? During 9/11. I leave the thought with you. Thanks for listening.